This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about Donald Trump and perhaps more importantly, those that just can't get over the fact that they lost an election. There's a really neat book that's been written dealing with all of this and makes it very clear that these folks won't be satisfied until they can do kind of what Joseph Stalin was talking about when he said, I don't care who votes. I just want to control how the vote is counted. And the liberals, the deep state folks, whatever you want to call them, who can't resign themselves to the fact that they got whooped by this big-talking braggadocio entrepreneur from New York City, well, they're still in recovery, and they're trying to do whatever damage they can. So we're going to talk today about a book that deals with all of this, The Plot to Destroy Trump, how the deep state fabricated the Russian dossier to subvert the president. Author Theodore Roosevelt Malick is with us to discuss this. By the way, the book's got a foreword by Roger Stone, so you know we're talking to some of the high steppers when we talk about this book. Roger Stone is probably one of the most detested conservatives by the establishment anyway. And, well, Ted, it's just great to talk to somebody who's willing to associate with that terrible Roger Stone.
Well, it's good to be on your show, Larry, and as a proud gun owner myself, and certainly my family for years and years and years as hunters and as handgun owners, it's pleased to talk to your audience because I think we have a lot in common.
Well, that's great. We certainly politically have many things in common, and I think that's not going to change likely very soon. It's just extraordinary how unreconciled the left is to the fact that they themselves lost the election. They can try what Hillary Clinton has been trying, blaming this, that, and the other thing, but at the end of the day, the American people began to see who Hillary Clinton was, and they decided they didn't prefer her. For all of his warts, Donald Trump looked like he was willing to fight the establishment. And I think that's what really drives them crazy. They believe him. They've seen it. They realize their worst enemy has come to Washington. And however unphilosophically conservative Donald Trump is, he's come with an enemies list. This is a guy that was oppressed as a businessman by Republican and Democrat members of the elite equally. And now it's payback time, and they don't know what to do other than to, kind of like a three-year-old, stamp their foot and bawl and howl and try to change the outcome by sort of baying at the moon. And I'm beginning
if they satisfied their small egos with just that kind of resistance or protest. But in fact, they did much, much, much more than that, as we document in this puzzle piece. The plot
to
destroy Trump started well before he became president. Somebody called an insurance policy to keep him from becoming president.
Right.
And we've got a situation here, frankly, that is unlike any in American history. I've done my homework on this, and never in history have we had a coup d'etat. I mean, there was a great movie about 7 days in May. You might remember it in the 1960s. But that was a movie. That was fiction. In this case, we have a situation where people in the intelligence agencies, in the FBI, were plotting, actively plotting to overthrow a candidate and then a president of the United States. There's nothing like this. The only historical point that I can even remotely point to in the past was the famous Nuremberg conspiracy where there was a mutiny of some of Washington's soldiers after the Revolutionary War. He solved that himself with his own intervention, and there was justice that prevailed. But we've never had that situation, which so many countries have had, of course, all over the world, particularly in the Third World, where you've got a coup d'etat, you know, every other year. America has had a very stable, a very democratic system of government, a constitutional republic.
And I might add that in other countries, the coup plotters have the decency to have military uniforms. You can tell who the players are. But in our case, it's from within the government itself. It's from within the State Department, from within the Defense Department. And they look just like everybody else. And it's really quite extraordinary the way this is playing out. But it's not working.
No, and of course, had Trump lost the election, we would never have heard about this. It would have gone completely under the rug.
I think that's a very important point.
All of the intelligence documents, all of this fabrication by the infamous MI6, that's the intelligence agent in the country of Great Britain, who started this whole dossier, all of that would be relatively probably unknown. We would have had no information. And every week now, it seems we have a new piece of that information. So obviously they're trying to forestall giving us all the information, but much of it is either coming out, leaking out, or being found out. And it is really a most incredible tale. I mean, I tell people, you know, that this is better than any Tom Clancy novel. I mean, this is reality. This actually happened.
It's happening. It's a continuing slow roll coup d'etat, and these folks haven't got the message that we not only whooped them in the election, because they probably ran one of the most ill-considered, least prepared candidates of all time, totally incompetent, dislikable person of Hillary Clinton, and now we're also seeing, as you're saying, they're continuing efforts, they're being found out because she didn't win, and their insurance policy cannot be collected upon, and now they're going to have to pay the premiums in advance.
Well, and we have to show all of these linkages, which I've attempted to do in this book. It's a very complicated story. I tell students, and I deal a lot with students, university level, that what we have here is a 1,000-piece puzzle. Very difficult to put together, all kinds of little pieces, some names in bold, so they're easier to find, but you've got to puzzle the whole thing together to see what's behind it, where it started, how it was hatched, who was behind it, who paid for it, and where it takes us. And that's, in fact, what we try to do in this book. And I think the American public is beginning, I would say just beginning, to see those pieces.
Well, the more this continues to play out, I think that's probably correct. And perhaps awareness of these players and what they were up to is getting beyond Fox News and some of the standard Internet sites for real news. It just doesn't seem, it's not as much fun being part of the deep state when the riffraff like us can actually figure out what really is going on. When they got started in the deep state, they were told they could always get away with it, they could always pull the curtain over the little man behind that curtain. But now the curtain's been pulled, and we see what little twerps they are. And they're not real happy campers, and I'm delighted that you pulled the curtain back about as well as anybody I've seen. You're right, it's a complicated story, and I think you kept my head from exploding, from being bent around an axle. So you really did a good job in kind of not getting lost in the weeds, because there are a lot of weeds.
Well, and you mentioned the mainstream media. Of course, they've given almost no or faint attention to this story, in part because they're part of the delegitimization campaign against our President Trump. So you have not just fake news CNN, which is probably, you know, really a Clinton propaganda machine, but you have all those outlets who are unwilling to cover the real story.
And ignoring it is probably the most effective form of censorship. And so we have a lot of people who just don't know anything about what we're discussing. And it's extraordinary.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking about the plot to destroy Trump, author Theodore Roosevelt Malick is my guest. One of the things that's got to be just totally eating their guts out in the establishment in the deep state is that the more they have ridiculed, the more they have reviled President Trump, his numbers keep rising. He's had an increase in support among Hispanics. How can that be? And, well, maybe it's because the American people have had a bellyful of the deep state and their mouthpiece, the Main Street media. And maybe an increasing number of people either are tuning them out altogether, or if they hear something on the mainstream media, they say, I don't believe that. What's a propagandist to do, Ted? These guys are beside themselves.
Trump is certainly a great disruptor. He's changing many institutions. He's shaking things up. I was at the inauguration. Of course, when he said those words, the problem is behind me. He was pointing at the Capitol building and the people that inhabit it from both parties. And he said the answer
is the people
in front of me. So, he's doing exactly what he said he would do.
Yeah, in one of his first press conferences, he tells the media, you're the enemy, to their face. And then he tells members of Congress in the inauguration ceremonies, you're the problem, right to their face. They're not used to that.
You know, he's hit the nail on the head in so many of these cases. He's taking on the world trading cheaters. He's taking on the protectionist European Union. He's taking on the G7. I mean, there's nobody that he won't take on. So we're very fortunate to have somebody of his ilk, of his ability, of his acumen, of his intelligence, and frankly, of his fortitude. And the guy does not stop. He will not let up. And I keep telling people in the UK where I reside that this is not a four-year experience. You know, they think it's going to be over and be done with, and they go back to Obama. President Trump is going to be president for 8 years. He's
probably
going to keep America great.
I think that that's increasingly likely. The polling indicates that that's very likely. Instead of getting weaker, he is getting stronger in his acceptance among the American people. He's getting results, and that's certainly more than President Zero, Mr. Obama, was capable of achieving. It's really, every day he gets a success, it's an insult to the great one, the great zero. I think it's just an amazing turnaround, because we were heading into the toilet with Barack Obama and his one-man destruction machine of the United States. And I'm frankly quite surprised how quickly that is being turned around. It's not finished by any means, but it is being turned around.
And in a year and a half, you know, we've accomplished more than any other presidency, I think you could argue very objectively. And tonight, we're going to have a new Supreme Court justice announced. That's two people that will change the court, frankly, for the next three decades, for the next two generations. And the possibility of having yet a third appointment, given the age of some other members on that court, exists. So we will change that, and it will be a Trump court. I mean, that's a reason itself to be so satisfied. But we shouldn't, on the other hand, look the other way when we look at the subversion that was committed by this deep state against this president. And I hope that there are people that will be indicted, that will actually be tried, potentially even for treason, that will actually serve jail time. Because what we had is, as I said, nothing short of a coup d'etat, an attempted coup d'etat.
And I think you very convincingly put that forth in the book, The Plot to Destroy Trump. And this is nothing, in a way, it's nothing new. As you point out, Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned America of the military-industrial complex.
Indeed.
And we would say today, a.k.a. the deep state. They've had different names, but it's basically an establishment that is very convinced that they were born to rule, and you and I were born to be ruled. Well,
unelected, bureaucratic civil servants who are in that place, usually for a lifetime, an elite who are both well-paid, maybe even overpaid, and want to rule over us. So I think we have to expose this for what it is. I don't use the deep state term pejoratively. I know some people do. You could use it that way. I do thank you for mentioning President Eisenhower, who early on mentioned the military-industrial complex. And that state has grown too large, too big, too expensive, and too full of people who think that they are better than the American public.
There is just such an enormous cancerous growth of the federal government. If the government were to head anywhere back in any direction toward its constitutional limits, as I've said many times before, the value of my overpriced house in the Washington suburbs would plummet. And that, frankly, is something that should happen to all of us living inside and even somewhat outside the Beltway. It's a growth industry that really doesn't have any willing consumers. And it's been forced down our throat for a long time. And maybe now we're choking it up. It's called Donald Trump. They don't like being ejected so unceremoniously. But so far, he's winning. They're losing.
Oh, no, he likes to win, as we know well. He says in some of his rallies, you're going to get sick of winning so much.
Try me.
But it would be very, very beneficial if we could indeed give this president the kinds of powers he needs, the kinds of choices he needs, so that he can achieve, in effect, what he articulated so well in his campaign and has in his presidency. And I pray that that will also mean, a smaller budget in time, a balanced budget in time, a more limited government in time, and a strong conservative Supreme Court. I think we can write off a lot of our legislators who are basically on the take. But we also have this problem of these agencies who have just become too big, too powerful, and have tried to take over our political system. They delegitimize the American experiment, and that's why we have to expose them for what they are, whether it's the FISA warrants or the NSA or the surveillance or the Steele dossier, and I go at great length in talking about it, and Fusion GPS and the dossier, who was behind it, how this was started, who paid for it, who sponsored it. The FBI and the CIA ran with this bad intelligence because of their own anti-Trump cabal at those agencies that went high up the chain of command. In fact, this was not the field workers at any of those places. It was largely the top floor. And we see that in these unbelievable text messages and emails that we're seeing more and more of as they're exposed.
Let's come back to start with that, what those text messages are showing. Maybe we could conclude that this is better known, as you suggest, as Intelgate rather than Russiagate.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is Senator Roosevelt Malloch, M-A-L-L-O-C-H. We're talking about his book, The Plot to Destroy Trump. And the good news is that while the plot is quite real and it's not been completely vanquished, it has been exposed. Certainly, that's what's going on when you read the book, The Plot to Destroy Trump. And the more it's exposed, the more it can't stand the light of day. The evil deeds of darkness perish when the light is shining brightly. And we owe you some thanks for that, sir. And we had just kind of touched on the idea that what's been going on is it was a clever smokescreen. The establishment, the deep state, whatever we call it, had tried to convince us that Trump was just really good buddies with Vladimir Putin. Trump really couldn't make an idea of his own without calling the Kremlin. The suggestion was certainly almost that strong. And yet any collusion, as you show in the book, has been with the DNC, which has been financed by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And this has nothing to do with Russiagate and Trump, but it has a lot to do with an Intelgate and Clinton. And oops, it looks like the ball that they started rolling is now not in control, and it's heading the wrong way. It's heading toward them.
Well, there is collusion, and the finger in the direction points in the Democrat direction. And it goes all the way back, of course, to the dealings with our own uranium. But it is interesting that this dossier has had such importance in this most recent American historical period. This was a document that was concocted by a foreign agent who himself is a committed socialist. He's absolutely opposed to do anything. He said he's passionately trying to stop Trump from becoming president. It is an act of what's called disinformation. He is paid for it by this opposition research firm. The money comes, as you said, from the DNC, from the Hillary Clinton campaigns, passed through their lawyers to this person. He employs Russian secret intelligence service agents, former agents, to work with him to fabricate the dossier. And the more dirt they provided, the more they were, you know, able to dig up, which was totally fabricated, the more they were paid. So he was supported. This is unbelievable. He's supported in his research and his writing by a woman named Nellie Orr. Nellie Orr is the wife of Bruce Orr, who is one of the top four officials in the U.S. Department of Justice working on the Trump case. And she is on the payroll of Fusion GPS. She's a former CIA analyst.
Is she not the one that
we got here?
She was the political candidate for a Virginia state office who was financed massively by the Democrat governor of the state of Virginia, like $700,000.
Well, that's McCabe's wife, who, of course, McCabe was the number two. Yeah, is the number two right under Mr. Comey. And in one of these text messages, I mean, they're almost funny, except that they're so sad. They actually say, let's get together in Andy's office, i.e. Andy McCabe, to stop Trump from becoming president.
Well, they certainly did try. We know that because, as you pointed out earlier, they were assuming they could cover all this up after they won. And there's still some smoking guns lying around in public domain because they didn't win. It's really extraordinary the way they thought they had a lock on this. And yet, if you weren't living in their bubble, it wasn't that difficult to see in the run-up to the election that they were not likely to win. I remember telling people some 3 weeks out, I said, look at what happened in England. They had the polls telling everybody that Brexit was going to make it no problem, going to win by 5, 6, 7 points and end up losing by about the same amount. Quite a flip. The polls were massively off, and my guess is they were intentionally off because the polls were part of the mechanism being mobilized against the voters of that country. We were experiencing the same thing. We were being told that Hillary Clinton was the next president. She had it in a walk.
You read the headlines in the New York Times. You listened to CNN. The odds in Las Vegas were 12-1 going down to 8-1 at the end. But there was no way that she could lose. They had given her the presidency. John Prennan, who was, I think, one of the central actors in this plot to destroy Trump, thought he was going to be the Secretary of State. They had already taken on the mantle of a new government. They had that map. You remember that big map in Madison Square Garden with the glass ceiling or the Javits Center in New York, and they were all ready to go out and party, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So, there were a lot of tears shed, and their plot to destroy Trump failed.
They started the evening at Madison Square Garden with triumphant looks on their face, and gradually, as time went by, they had kind of a frozen look of astonishment and disappointment on their faces. They didn't know what to say. They were totally unprepared. It was the unimaginable.
You're absolutely correct that they're living in a bubble. I live, of course, in the U.K., and there was a similar bubble here. When you travel outside the Beltway, or what they call the M25, you get an altogether different impression from real working people, people who do and make things for a living. And when I traveled to the U.S., which I do all the time, I traveled and spoke at a college on the eastern shore of Maryland. Once I got across the Bay Bridge, I didn't see a single, not one single Hillary Clinton sign.
Correct. Yeah, you entered America finally. That's where your passport should have been inspected, not at the airport that you arrived at. And that was the America that elected Donald Trump.
And his favorability rating with precisely those people you know, is still at like 89-90%. So they are behind him, 100, you know, just all the way. And he's achieving like a checklist almost to go down the list. You know, he wrote his book Crippled. It was a little book he wrote just before running for president, and he ticked off all the things he would do. I'm just telling you, he's a builder. He has a list. He's working through his list. He's going to do all of those things.
Well, indeed, as he walked down Pennsylvania Avenue on Inauguration Day, whether figuratively or literally, he evidently had a list of some 200 executive orders that had been imposed by Barack Hussein Obama, and I'm pretty sure that the first thing he did when he got into the Oval Office after that triumphal march down Pennsylvania Avenue was to get out his pen and get writer's cramp, vetoing, erasing some 200 of those executive orders that Obama had signed to change the nature of American government. But happily, he never had a Congress.
The first hour of his presidency, and all the deregulation that has come in the first year, all the, you know, bending back of America to where it should be, all that is occurring, and we've just seen the beginning. I mean, we're going to have this now for another 6.5-7 years. Think what is going to be accomplished. The economy is going so strong. I mean, I guess, you know, the wages are going up now. The stock market is at an all-time high. Unemployment at an all-time low. My friend Larry Kudlow is in the White House giving him economic advice. You couldn't have a better business mind. So we've got a situation that we really, really, I think, need to materialize and keep going. And our relations with other countries are also changing. America is now a power again. It's respected.
Well, I think a lot of people are finally seeing that. A lot of us are rejoicing at that. When we return, we're going to continue talking with Theodore Roosevelt Malik about the plot to destroy Trump. I guess we could say even the U.S.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Theodore Roosevelt Malik about his book, The Plot to Destroy Trump. It really is a fabulous work because it takes a lot of elements that were out there and needed to be assembled, brought together so that the picture finally emerges of just what was going on to try to keep Trump from being elected and continues to try to tear him down. And as we mentioned a bit ago, the more they have tried to tear him down, the more his numbers continue to rise. It's really a tough time to be on the left. And actually, and I wanted to pick up our discussion here, kind of a tough time to be a Republican who, as best I can tell, because of stylistic reasons, Trump doesn't do well at tea rooms or where the really better sort of people get together to tut those Democrats. I'm thinking of Bill Kristol and other members of the Never Trump community.
It still is. So, you know, you are correct in pointing it out. And as I show in this book, they actually were his cabal, and the people at the Free Beacon were the people who started this plot against Trump by hiring GPS to dig up dirt on Trump once he was still in the Republican primary. So there are still Never Trumpers out there. Some of them are trying to weasel and have weaseled their way into his administration. So I'd hope he'd have a better filter to figure out who's for him and who's against him. We need to be aware that the Republican Party itself is also now becoming more of a Trump Republican Party. So it's not the grand old establishment anymore. We need to get more people in the caucus, in the Freedom Caucus, more senators who will back Trump, and more people who will support him, not some of these independents and, frankly, rhinos who serve very little purpose. But that's, I think, the next stage. We've got that in the midterm elections. We've got that in the U.S. Senate elections here coming up, where I think again, surprisingly, in a midterm election, the party in power, irregardless of which party, usually loses, you know, between 20 and 40 seats.
Right.
There's a very strong chance now that Republicans will not lose the House of Representatives and will actually gain seats in the U.S. Senate.
I'm beginning to think that that's very likely, too. I, I have the same sense about that happening that I did about Trump winning to begin with. There's just no evidence that the attacks are catching hold. And one of the aspects of this that I find fascinating is people like Bill Kristol, who is part of this Never Trump fraternity. I almost said cabal, but whatever. They still, in the face of the rebound of the economy, the optimism of an American people freed from the yoke of a heavier and heavier government imposition on their lives, people are coming around to celebrate the new freedom that's been obtained, and they're not likely to want to let it go anytime soon. And yet you've got people like Bill Kristol, who says he's a conservative, and I've heard him speak for years at various conservative events, and he certainly knows the lines, and yet his position has been opened as an anti-Trumper. Better to have Hillary Clinton, a Saul Alinsky communist, as President of the United States, really sticking it to what was left of the economy and the society. He would have preferred that to Donald Trump, even if he doesn't like Donald Trump's manners in the parlor. So what? Don't the results mean anything at all? Or is this guy all style? He had me fooled.
Well, I thought
he was a conservative.
We've got to turn some of those heads. But there are going to be people who, whether because of their neoconservatism, because they don't like Trump's foreign policy, because they don't obviously like his character or style, are going to shy away from him. Fortunately, those people are falling by the wayside, and they're irrelevant. We don't hear anything about Bill Kristol anymore. He has no basis. The National Review is down to less than, I think, 25,000 readership.
Wow.
You know, it's irrelevant, unfortunately, because it used to be a good magazine. But the people on that axis, the Hugh Hewitts of the world, the people, Steve Schmidt, and I can go down the list, who are anti-Trump, I mean, maybe Mitt Romney will creep back in. It looks like he's going to win a Senate seat in Utah. But the fact is those people are irrelevant. Trump has now taken over the machinery of the Republican Party.
Well, it's quite an accomplishment because the Republican Party was as tenacious in its hold on whatever was its base as anything could have been. And for them to be now having to admit they've got to go along with Trump, that's just an amazing development.
I think 42 congressmen leaving the Republican House of Representatives, retiring, and frankly no loss if we can replace them with the right people, including the Speaker of the House. Excuse me. I mean, that's actually good news.
It is.
So he needs to put people into those campaigns that will work with him and his agenda. And we will. We are, you know, we are making America great again. There's no other way to phrase it. I wrote an essay. He's visiting Great Britain this week. And, of course, that always causes a controversy. Well, there's a big crisis today in the British government because two major resignations and Prime Minister May's government's in trouble. But I jokingly said in my essay, what Britain needs to do is put the great back into Britain.
I think that's very appropriate, and I think there must be some Brits that agree with that. And
maybe that's increasing number. Yeah.
So they have their own, as you said, outside the Beltway. And my assumption for some time has been that outside of London and perhaps Birmingham, the rest of England is pretty much, in many ways, kind of like many parts of the United States with a different accent.
Well, we are cousins, and we have a lot in common. We also have a special relationship, so I'd hope that on a foreign policy basis, as the UK goes through its Brexit, that the US can be there as its big brother, its big cousin, and help support them. But I mean, this president is actually, I think, making waves everywhere he goes. Whether it's the G7 meeting this week, it will be NATO in Brussels. Later in the week, it will be here in the UK. Then he's jetting off to Helsinki to finally see Vladimir Putin for a summit that they said shouldn't happen.
Well, Looks like it will, and it's not, they're not in control of the narrative any longer. I'd like to circle back. You had mentioned James Jordan, and isn't it interesting that as this conservative renaissance is taking place that we're describing right now, their typical response is not to argue the issues, because they know they'll lose on that. It's a personal character assassination that is their every attempt at trying to get rid of somebody from the opposition, from the conservative opposition. And they're going after James Jordan now with things that supposedly occurred 30 years ago that are just now coming to into the public domain, becoming known.
This is the way the left works. So I've been on the butt of this. I've had threats. You know, I was supposed to be Trump's ambassador to the EU until I went on British television and said the EU is really the EU-SSR. They came after me with very long knives. And, in fact, I've got a letter on my desk bureau right here in front of me that says I've been made persona non grata by the European Parliament because I had the audacity to say that an American ambassador should represent American and not the European Union.
I would ask that you not leave that desk, that letter on your desk, because you might spill something on it. You want to put it up on the wall under glass.
I got a piece of glass for it the other day because I do show it to people. I mean, yeah, we live through very unbelievable times, but Trump is the main actor in world history at this point in time, and I think we should thank God for that, and particularly those of us who support the Second Amendment, because that ain't going away, and they're not taking our guns.
And obviously that was one of the major targets. Until very recently, that was one of Hillary Clinton's main talking points. She apparently has actually been convinced that that's not such a good idea, because even Democrat voters don't like to hear about losing their guns. And the Democrat base, at a minimum, just didn't come out and vote for her the way they were expected to because of the Second Amendment issue.
The Democrats are now Reagan Democrats voting for Trump.
And the rest of them are somewhere around Harvard commiserating among themselves. Well, thank you so much for writing The Plot to Destroy Trump. Peter Roosevelt Mallet, great job.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.